Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, people. I want you part of the solution. I don't want you to be part of the problem. And the only way you do that is you get informed. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Still got some great sales going on. End of year sales. You still have time to chime in. Get some of that. Get some of those, you know, great things you're looking for. Slippers, robes, sheets, pillowcases, towels. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. And support our own. That's the big part of this. Just continue to support our own. All right. God, this is great. The campus reform higher education fellow, Nicholas Giordano, he appeared on Real America's Voice to discuss a demand letter from students at a new school, or the new school in New York. After a three-week strike by adjunct instructors ended, students demanded that the new school give each student an A grade, refund their tuition, and give them control of the president's townhome. No, they're not entitled at all. Real America's Voice asked Giordano, what in the name of higher education is going on there? Demands like this simply reflects a growing trend of what we've witnessed where they think if they complain enough, the system will give in. You've created this. You presidents of these colleges, you professors, you've created this. Some of you meant to do it. Giordano told Real America's Voice that these kinds of demands give employers the impression that the graduating students didn't earn their grades. He said that the critical thinking skills are a problem and giving in to students demands devalues the profession of higher education. According to Giordano, government-funded research grants also create a problem because the grant process has been ideologically weaponized. Giordano said that the instructors who focus on research and hardly teach classes, they're out of touch. They're not there. It's just amazing. No, really, you've got these, let me see, can I get the demand letter? I think you guys would appreciate that. God bless, these guys are great. They want, wow. They're not asking for much. So here's some of the things that they want. Let's just have some fun with this, okay? Fall 2022 semester grading policy. We demand that every student receive a final course grade of A, as well as the removal of you know, I through Z grades for the fall of 2022. And attendance should have no bearing on the course grade. Grading shall not be conducted by anyone other than the official course instructor or teacher assistant. There are no temporary progress reviews or anything along those lines. I love this. Tuition refund. We demand all students be refunded. Isn't that funny how they demand? We demand all students be refunded for the loss of instructional time due to the strike. This tuition refund will be... Now, listen, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, with that part of it. Not the A's, not that. You go right back to class, pick up where you left off, and finish those classes out. We demand a tuition freeze for the academic year 23-24 to 27-28. And for there to be no fee additions or increases in the event of revised compensation for part-time faculty. In other words, if your costs go up, our fees don't. Protection of international students against academic enrollment retaliation. Ooh, that's too long. I'm not going to read it. They want all suspensions, all holds, and cancellation done. They want to stop. The financial transparency. We demand records on all financial decisions, past, present, future. Past what? To the 1800s? I don't know. Past, present, and future be made public, easily accessible. Financial records should be granularly detailed, as is legally possible, and made available with a reasonable... You know, most of these colleges, most of these schools have that information online. You just have to find it and go for it. Just crazy. We demand a maximum gross salary at the new school be in proportion defined by the non-administrative TNS community to the base pay of the university workers. Now, these are the students making these demands. We demand the president's townhouse be treated as a communal property of the new school and used for purposes determined by non-administrative community. Wow. We demand a reformed leave system that does not penalize students for class time and assignments missed because of health concerns or parental commitments. The new system must include alternate solutions for those students. What happened to them? Just get your work done. Figure out a way to make it happen. Most teachers will work with you if you truly have family commitments or something else going on. Right? All course materials, everything should be free. It's just amazing to me. They want the president to resign. End of discussion. And they tell you who to replace him with. Someone stayed in your house. Nah, they're not entitled at all. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Always love a good baseline. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, the way to go. You know, I love to make fun of these love Trump hate people. Right? Love Trump's hate. Donald Trump is full of hate. You know those people? On December 3rd, Students for Life, their members were greeted with a note from pro-abortion activists that read, "We will shoot up your Newman Center with our new AR-14 rifles." Okay. A member of the SFLA told Campus Reform, it was a sobering moment. But we had a sense it'd get rough when the pro-abortion lobby promoted pro-abortion, you hear me? Summer of rage. Right? And they had no problem with it then. None at all. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, the other funny thing about this, too, right, is this AR-14 rifle. Some of you are smart enough to already know there is no such thing. I mean, there is and there isn't. Right? I know that there was talk of designing one a long time ago. Never went into production. Nothing ever happened with it. But it was the one that Joey B. mentioned in a gaffe. That they show up with their AR-14s. Well, there is no AR-14. You can't buy one. So on that morning of December 3rd, the Student for Life members were greeted with that note. The entire note read, if our right to abortion in Bellevue is taken away due to an attempt to pass an abortion ban, and it gets passed, we will shoot up your Newman Center with our AR-14 rifles. Why isn't the FBI investigating this? I'm curious. Right? They should. Students for Life Action was meeting at the Newman Center, located between the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and the college at St. Mary's. The workshop was intended to gather pro-life activists from across the state to strategize about how to use campaign for abortion-free sites and to shut down the late-term abortion facilities. Midwest Regional Coordinator for SFLA arrived at the training to find the threat. Pone told Campus Forum it was a sobering moment, but we had the sense it could get rough when the pro-abortion lobby promoted a summer of rage. You know, you always assume incredible danger. I get that, but you don't always back down. That's what they're looking for. The majority of the time, they want you to back down. So plan for security, plan for problems, and go through with it. Show them that you're not afraid of them. I mean, seriously. Kyle Pone, Midwest Regional Coordinator, was upset about this. He said, you always have to assume there's a credible danger in the situation. Pone then went on to emphasize, we're taking precautions, but will not be silenced on our human rights issue for the day. President of Students for Life Action, Kirsten Hawkins, she commented on the situation on Twitter, writing that we're headed towards strategy if AG Merrick Garland continues to refuse to act to protect peaceful protesters. That's very true. He wants to go after parents who come up and scream at school board members because they're terrorists. Right? The pro-lifers are terrorists. The pro-abortionists, can we stop calling them pro-choice? They're just pro-abortion. Stop softening it for them. In all reality, stop softening it for them. You need to call them what they are. Even if it's uncomfortable, nobody really cares. It is what you is. Higher education looks like it may not be worth what you're paying for it. A report from the Urban Institute on graduate degrees did a return on investment for your degrees, and they're not good. It shows that borrowers are taking on more debt to complete their graduation degrees, and typical earnings for workers with graduate degrees have held steady after increasing in the late 90s. Undergraduate borrowers didn't see the same level of increase in their debt loads. Higher Ed Dive reported that these differences may be chalked up to different federal student loan policies. The Urban Institute report said that that adjusted for inflation, the median debt among borrowers completing master's degrees nearly doubled from 2000 to 2016. An increase for borrowers obtaining professional doctoral degrees. In contrast, typical debt for borrowers completing bachelor degrees increased from $23,000 to $32,000. What does this get you? No, I mean, I'm not making fun of people with degrees. I'm not going to make fun of people going to college. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I know plenty of kids went to trade school, had no debt when they came out. Or very little. Right? I mean, when you're a carpenter, plumber, electrician, auto mechanic, machinist today, you make good money. Easy, and I won't say easy, but somewhat easy to support a family on. And it's a good, solid job. There's nothing wrong with it. How many teachers do we need? How many lawyers do we need? Additionally, master's degree holders earned a median salary of $72,000 in 2018, 10 years after graduation. Those with a professional degree earned medians of $102,000. Now, analysts of graduate degrees suggest that many programs are cash cows, including these online master's degrees or certificates. You know, there's an article that collaborate with universities, that there are companies that collaborate with universities and advertise online for these graduate programs, and they get a percentage of who signs up through them. Some of these companies, they operate courses on behalf of schools. Right? Class in a box, so to speak. The university can slap its branding on it. The online program manager makes as much as 70% of the tuition revenue. And most of that's being funded with government loans. And some of those loans are going to be forgiven and or never even paid back. You know that's true. More on this when we come back from the break. Hey, you got to know where your money's going. I hope you care about where your money's going. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The travel nightmares for Southwest Airlines keep piling up, along with thousands of misrouted bags. In Kansas City, Nicole DeMarco is looking for hers.
I think I'm just going to look at every single luggage.
Thousands of unclaimed bags are sitting at baggage claim areas at airports across the U.S. Some passengers stressing after being separated from not just clothes, but medicine and other important items. Southwest says it's finalizing a way to reunite customers with those lost luggage items. and asking for patience. Winter weather misery continues for many in the western U.S. as the Denver Metro saw more heavy snowfall. The National Weather Service's Scott Entrekin says another factor why the snow totals were higher than expected is how quickly the precipitation transitioned from rain to snow.
The storm system overall kind of was deeper and intensified more than what was originally expected.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Nothing gonna help. Well, we step up and actually do something. Ain't nothing gonna help. Sorry. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. I need you to be part of the solution. So, again, again. It's the only way we win. It's the only way that something good happens. All right. Where was I at? Oh, there we go. All right. Undergraduate, we were talking about the borrowers. What's it costing them to go to school? The high debt that they have. Is there degree worth it? I'm not trying to belittle anybody who has a degree, but the money they're going into, I mean, the debt they're going into, it just doesn't make any sense. Now, when you look at how much money they're spending as opposed to how much they're going to earn, I mean, these kids are graduating with the debt of only for a small house. Now, former students at the University of Southern California, USC, recently named one of those companies, 2U, in a lawsuit. The lawsuit says that 2U, which received a substantial percentage of tuition, helped USC advertise online graduation programs in the School of Education magazine. The advertisement shared U.S. News and World Report rankings, which relied on doctored data, and they can prove it. We stand by our handling of the matter, they said, and look forward to defending against these claims. It's been a consistent bipartisan understanding of the Department of Education for 30 years. 5 presidential administrations. The Department of Education's position on this embodied in a 2011 guidance document, making it absolutely clear that the Higher Education Act permits bundled services agreements. You know, the problem with a lot of this stuff is that who's getting money from them? Who are they supporting in the races? How much is being donated with their approval or their nod and their wink? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just craziness. So the Higher Education Act, first passed in 1965 to help people get a better education, to have extra money for better education. Seriously. The HEA is a primary law through which the U.S. Department of Education administers its programs. That's been rewritten 8 times since 65. But when you look at this stuff, when you look at who gets grants and who gets loans, and how much these kids... Oh, I mean, the colleges are like Taj Mahal, some of these colleges. You're better off there in a 5-star hotel. They should rent out some of the facilities for, you know, other things when the college is not in session. You know, Giordano argued that with a recession deepening, Americans are now starting to question what a 4-year institution costs them. Look, we really, truly need to get back to the trades, holding the trades up. No, in all seriousness, I'm not joking around or trying to be smart or anything like that. We never try to be smart, please, believe me. But in all seriousness, we need more plumbers, carpenters, electricians. They're going to be building, whether you like it or not. They're going to be doing, they'll find ways to build. Housing might be down. Commercial building, repurposing some of these buildings that they have. Got a lot of work they got to get done. But they're going to need architects, plumbers, carpenters, electricians, machinists, welders. My God, welders. If you could talk your child into going into welding, or you're young enough to do it yourself, do it. They're getting paid an amazing amount of money. Doesn't require a 4-year college. And you can win. You can win big. All right, the Arizona Dam, it's seeing its highest water level in 5 years. So now what's our excuse? According to a local news source, Phoenix rainfall this season helped raise the water at the dam to over 220,000 acre feet. I have no idea. I have friends in the water business. I have no idea what that stuff means, and I keep telling them, can you please break it down into simple English? That would be really cool. Now, it's the highest level it's been since March 2017. The station said, citing the U.S. Geological Survey, that it's also the highest December total ever recorded. This is a big deal. But honestly, there's about 200,000 plus acre feet of water behind the Coolidge Dam today because of the hard work and God's grace. That's according to Arizona State Rep. David Cook. Those farmers now will be able to farm this coming year. Right? There'll be enough water now for them. More than enough water, actually, for them to be able to farm, for them to be able to grow food for Americans. Now, I'm sure there'll be a reason why they can't do it. Right? No, really. They'll come up with a reason. The government will come up with a reason why the water is contaminated or something. Now, the U.S. West has been threatened by an extreme drought in recent years, forcing residents and others into water restrictions. The U.S. Drought Monitor now shows that almost 40% of the Copper State is threatened by moderate drought. A report from Arizona Department of Water Resources on December 6th said the conditions in Arizona was much cooler than normal. Mojave County received above average precipitation. Other counties received near to a little better than average precipitation. You know, I mean, look, these guys know what they're doing. They know what can happen. They know what you need to do to use the water, or in some cases, reuse the water. Got places like California who could be using the water from the river. Right? I mean, really. They've got water coming in from all places. And we've got water up north in California. that they won't let you use. It's a long story. I won't go through the whole thing, but federal court has blocked the usage of that water. And then there's the sea. All we need is a desalinization plant that people have used everywhere, and you have fresh drinking water. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to talk about Buttigieg. Forget that story. He's boring at this point. Oh, I like this one. This is the left going crazy. MSNBC contributor, I guess it is Katie Kay, she expressed shock on Thursday that her children aren't interested in the COVID-19 vaccinations or even getting boosters. Now, after watching a clip from a doctor describing how busy hospitals become in the closing, which is a lie. It's just a lie. Go to those hospitals. If those hospitals are near you, in your area, in your community, and they tell you how bad they are, go by there and ask them. Really. She went on the Morning Joe show. You would think that the country would respond by saying, okay, well, let's make sure all are up to date with our vaccines. No, actually, you wouldn't think. I would think that the country is getting smarter and understanding that the vaccines aren't working, they don't work, and they're causing medical issues. We know that. The CDC's putting the information out. Read it for yourself. She said, but I had a strange conversation with my 22-year-old and my 16-year-old last night. I said, okay, I booked you in for COVID updates. You're both back for holidays. You going to get your boosters? And both of them said, no, we don't want to. We've had enough vaccines. We don't think we need them. And I was shocked. I was taken back. Come back, we'll do a little bit more of this. I'm so glad to see this, especially from a lefty parent. Be back in a few minutes.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. MSNBC contributor Katie Kay, I was talking about this earlier, she expressed shock on Thursday that her children aren't interested in further COVID-19 vaccines. Now, she said that she told her kids, her 22-year-old and 16-year-old, she said, okay, I booked you guys in for COVID updates. You're both back for the holidays. You're going to get boosters. Both of them said, no, not going to happen. We don't want to. We've had enough vaccines. It's over. Now, she said she was shocked and appalled. I kind of laugh a little bit here going, why would the 16-year-old have a say in it? I mean, aren't you responsible for your kids till they're 18 at least? Maybe even after that, but you see what I'm saying here. Why give them a choice? Forget that this is a vaccine we don't agree with. She went on to say, but this is the kind of response you're seeing from young people at the moment. They think it's over. They don't need any vaccines. No, that's not true. Dr. Emanuel responded by saying how COVID-19 vaccines don't prevent transmission. Now, he said they do prevent serious illness, but they don't prevent you transmitting it or even getting it. Right? Think about that. These kids know this. They're getting more and more information. They're learning more and more truth. Well, I'd say yes, but I would say, you know, we keep thinking vaccines are going to prevent COVID. They don't prevent getting COVID. What they prevent is serious illness, hospitalization, and maybe even death. Now, young people think they're invincible, and yes, they are at a lower risk. Not zero, but lower. There's nothing you're at a zero risk of. He suggested two other methods to prevent transmission altogether. There are only two things that really can prevent transmission of COVID-19 virus. What is a good mask? An N95 mask? Well, we've been told that that's not true now, too. You should wear one, especially in crowded situations on airplanes and transportation and others that don't have good indoor ventilation. Well, how do you know it does and doesn't? But I don't think that's it at all. I think the kids are really, really, really understanding, or starting to understand anyway, the truth behind these vaccines. Right? That they don't help. That they're not to watch. People are dying all over the place. It has nothing to do with they got the vaccine so they're cool, or they didn't get the vaccine, or they got it from somebody who had it. It's just ridiculous. Right? And the problem is, we're getting smarter. And I won't say we're the generic, we're getting smarter. People said, "Look, we've done everything you said five times over. People are still getting sick. People are still dying. So why should we believe you any further?" I mean, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what you have to say. Minnesota professor was reportedly fired after Muslim students complained about an image of Muhammad in the class. Now, a Minnesota liberal arts professor was reportedly fired after Muslim students complained that the instructor showed historic depictions of Muhammad during a class about Islamic art. So I guess you can't even do that. You can make fun of Jesus. You can make fun of Christian kids. But you can't even probably can't even mention Muhammad, huh? The unidentified professor at Hamline University in St. Paul stoked up the outrage in October from members of the School of Muslim Student Association, showing paintings of Muhammad made in the 1300s and the 1500s. Many Muslims consider depictions of their prophet to be blasphemous. Why? Do your homework. You're going to find out that... Anyway, I'm not going to say it. I'll be nice. Aaron Wittadala, president of the Muslim Student Association, told the university administrators about the incident the day after it happened, and he wanted action. "This can't be real," Wittadala told the Oracle. "As a Muslim and a black person, I don't feel like I belong, and I don't think I'll ever belong in a community where they don't value me as a member, and they don't show the same respect that I show them." I wonder if you had Jesus pictures, not even nice ones. See what that's all about. How is it Islamophobic and disrespectful when they're showing art from that time? It's an art class. David Everett, Hamline's Associate Vice President of Inclusive Excellence, emailed students on November 7th, described the incident as undeniably inconsiderate, disrespectful, and Islamophobic. He said the professor has been fired. Wow. Just amazing. Did they have problems with this professor before? Did they have problems with this professor, you know, doing things like this before? Or was this something that was part of his class from way back when? Really? The Oracle, which is the paper, reported that the Everett's email also said the university had to decide whether the professor's conduct was a hate crime before administration ultimately determined it was an act of intolerance. Ooh, how nice. Really. There's an image in the Hagia Sophia that shows a mural of Mary holding Jesus Christ alongside inscriptions of Allah and Muhammad. I guess that's okay. We can show Jesus. In an email to the student newspaper, the professor said that my perspective and actions have been mischaracterized. My opportunities for due process have been thwarted. Go sue them. Sue them big time. Make them pay for it. Listen, I think he should. And a lot of these people don't know they can do that. They don't know that they can go after them for these kind of things. Which is why you got to get informed before you engage. You know, the economy, they're talking about how bad the economy is going to be next year. I'm going to hit two quick stories. Goldman Sachs. Their CEO says the layoffs are coming in January. Goldman may cut as many as 4,000 jobs in just the next few weeks alone. Now, the confirmation of job cuts follows a report by Bloomberg that CEO David Solomon warned in his end-year message to employees that the world's second-largest investment bank will be trimming its workforce in the first few weeks of the new year. And the layoffs could be in the thousands. We're conducting a careful review, and while discussing our options, we anticipate a headcount reduction. Think if you just bought a new car, a new house. You know what I mean? And you work for them. Maybe you've worked for them for 6 years. There are a variety of factors impacting the business landscape, including tightening monetary conditions that are slowing the economy down. Our leadership team, the focus on our preparing the firm to weather the negative headwinds. It's just amazing. Goldman already laid off 500 employees in September. But a few weeks ago, Solomon also considered slashing bonuses by 40%. But I love this. And the White House keeps telling us that unemployment is at an all-time low. How can that be when people are being let go all over the place? Really, think about it. So you can't have it always, and that's what I'm saying. You can't have it to the point where you're going to tell us on one hand, that the economy's bad, it's going to be bad, it's going to hit a major bump next year. But everything's great, we'll pay off your school, and we'll do, I mean, just ridiculous. And it's not even them paying off school, it's you and me paying off their schools with our taxes. All right, look, it isn't over. We didn't get the win we wanted in November. That doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you stop fighting. It doesn't mean you stop making noise. You can never give up the fight. You know, we've got 2 years for other elections. We have 2 years to keep their feet to the fire. We have 2 years to make life uncomfortable for them. Maybe you can't do something at the federal or state level, but do it locally. Be that pain in the butt for your school board, your water board, your city council. Make sure they know that you're watching, and not just you, many others. Look, God bless. Have a safe and great rest of the day. Pray for those people that are still stuck in the snow without electricity. God bless. God help them. God bless you all. I'll be back tomorrow.